It's a Monday edition of KFC Radio, a Monday quickie. Your boys are hitting the West Coast. KFC Radio goes west. The beta boys are now the gamer guys. Gamer guys for the week. We are out.
E3, here we come, baby.
For E3, the preeminent video game conference thing.
Dude, I was told last night it's Comic-Con times two.
Whoa, because Comic-Con is times a billion already.
Yeah, Comic-Con's crazy.
Comic-Con's so extra.
Maybe it's, I'd never heard of E3 until
today.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, until we found out we were taking this trip. It'll be interesting, I think. I don't know what to expect. Did you fill out your registration last
whatever
night?
Whatever you're about to say, no, I didn't do any of it.
Last night, I never checked my Barstool email, and I happened to have it open last night, and it was, you know, a forward from E3 for, like, you have to register. So I had to give my address and stuff, and then it was a whole sheet where you kind of choose,
like, your preferences.
Preferences and stuff, and it was like, what are you looking to get out of this experience? I don't know. Don't really know what I'm doing now.
So for those,
what video games are you interested in? What do you like? I don't none.
GoldenEye, Mario Kart 64. So we obviously need to get into the esports world, and Devlin and Smitty have done a good job with that over on Game Time. But they're sending us out there because they needed someone with, like, an established show to do a live podcast in front of some clients and some gamer people, kind of show what we're about. So we are the de facto guys. We don't know what we're trying to get out of this. We don't know what to expect. So
we want people to buy into Barstool Sports. That's what we want to get out of this.
Basically, I'll sell it to you. I'll sell it to him. I'll sell it to her. I don't care if you play video games. I don't care if you play real games. I don't care if you don't play any games. I'm trying to just fucking get money. So you want to send me somewhere and tell me it's good for business? Let's go. Video games are a weird... I mean, obviously, everybody knows. Everybody knows the stats and the cliches. It's the biggest growing sport in the world. It's got more, you know, 12 to 18 males in the NFL, and it's bigger than fantasy football.
You've seen some of those the pictures of...
They sell out arenas, bro.
Championship it was last year, I think.
Yeah, like World of Warcraft type of championships.
I figured it was in Tokyo or something like that, too. I don't think it was. I think it was in, like, Anaheim.
Yeah, no, they do... E3 is also sometimes here in Barclays. Like, it's worldwide, but it's also killing it here in America. We all know that. That's no secret. You're, like, you are under a fucking rock if you still are like, video games? What's that, bro?
It's
like,
there are colleges that give full scholarships now.
That guy Ninja makes $500,000 a year or some shit.
No, I think it's more.
It's like $500,000 like a month something, right?
Yeah,
it's like
it's
an absurd number.
Month.
Yeah. So, like, you can go ahead and be the hardo with your head in the sand if you want to, but I'll be out here trying to get that video game money. Now, it's weird though, because I do think it's something that you, like, age, you can age out of. Like, if you stick with it, you stick with it, and it's not an age thing. But if you're not a hardcore gamer, I think you do check out after probably, I mean, for me, it was like high school. I think most guys will sit around their college dorms.
Yeah,
but then
I
after that, I think it's...
I never played in high school either, actually.
I played in high school. But by then, it dwindled to, like, there was certain games. Like, when a new Zelda came out, I wanted to play it. When there was a big, like, Mario, I wanted to go get it. I wasn't just, like, copping games left and right like I was earlier. Like, with original Nintendo and Nintendo 64, it was like, oh, I'll play this, I'll play that, I'll play this, I'll play that.
Renting games at Blockbuster.
Yeah. Oh, renting games. Oh, renting games was the best. So it was like a special, like, all right, this is something I've grown up playing. I want to continue to play it.
I think the last game I really played, and I didn't even really play, I didn't like it, it was SOCOM Navy SEALs, and
is that like a Tom Clancy thing?
I think so.
Yeah,
I'm not totally positive on that. It was kind of the first Call of Duty,
right?
It was Call of Duty before Call of Duty existed,
right.
And I didn't even really like it, but I had just changed high schools, and my friends from home played it all the time, so it was kind of my connection to them. And then I didn't really like it, so I stopped playing, and I lost those friends.
That is the thing, though, man. Like, you know, it's like, what do you do with your friends? You, like, watch sports, right? You, like, you go to the bar, you get a beer, you watch the game. If you don't like to do that, you probably won't hang out with those friends anymore.
Right.
So if there's a crew of guys who are gamers and you don't game, you probably aren't going to be friends. I mean, it's a major, major piece of their life.
As a kid, when I was younger, I had one friend who loved playing video games, and it was, I mean, I was his friend for so long, and I didn't even like it. It's like, I would just sit in his house in this dark room and watch him play, like, Mario.
Yeah, it's like, what am I doing here?
Like, this I'm just going to go home and go play with my brother. This sucks. Go wrestle my brother.
It was a very... It was like one speed or the other for me. I would either be like, you know, let's go play pickup basketball, or I'd be like, let's play 10 hours of video games till our eyes bleed. One or the other. I could flip the switch pretty fucking easily.
See, I didn't like to play video games. I like to watch back-to-back Like Mike and the Hilary Duff movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were a closeted person. You were a closeted boy.
Yeah, me and my buddy used to watch the Hilary Duff movie. Is that her name, right? Hilary Duff?
Yeah.
That was the name of the show, too, right?
Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire movie. We watched the Lizzie McGuire movie so fucking much, dude. We'd have, like, sleepovers just watching every night.
You can change the channel if you want. No, I'm good. We can watch that again.
No, it's okay. It's okay. This is what dreams are made of. When I see you smiling, I go, oh, oh, oh.
It's okay.
Sing for me, Paolo.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. It's funny.
There was one scene with her by the fountain over in Rome or Italy or somewhere over there. I don't know the same place, but I thought maybe somewhere else in Italy. And she had, as you know, as 13-year-old boys, she was a 13-year-old girl, and boy, that ass wouldn't quit.
Yo,
and we would just pause it and rewind. Like
that
now,
ass
we have,
today, dude, is a fucking
no doubt. But even then, as a young girl. I haven't seen the ass in a while, so I'm not commenting as an adult man talking about that ass. But as a 13-year-old looking at the 13-year-old ass, that was
primo.
It was primo. We would just rewind play.
That when it came out, I think it was like last year. There was like a shot of her in like a tight dress, and Black Twitter went wild. They were like, Lizzie McGuire got that wagon. Anyway, with the video games, I think I checked out. I was like a Nintendo guy, so when PlayStation took over the world, I got PlayStation 1 like originally. Then I got 2. 2 like dominated the world. PlayStation 2 was when it like so it became Sony's world. And I just like never, I was like loyal to Nintendo. I just like didn't really play that. And then I certainly checked out when you were talking.
That
like
was
when you were
that was the SOCOM
internet
that was
like chatting and connecting with people. Nah.
See, I always got the new systems just because I don't know what I want in life
right,
or
so you're
anything.
Just like, this might make me happy.
So I said for Christmas
I got GameCube and I got Wii. I always got the new Nintendos and those kind of sucked. I don't know. The new Switch, I think it's called. I don't know how that's performing, but those were.
I think Switch is doing really well.
Yeah. Like Wii was cool with the wand, but it was like a gimmick, and GameCube just had the little tiny CDs.
Yeah, there were only so many times you could fucking bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right. Oh, I'm playing tennis again.
Right.
Whack,
right,
whack.
Right.
So that was the extent of my video game career. But early on, like, I'm almost surprised I fell off because, like, early on, I was about it. Those Zelda games, man.
Oh, Zelda I fucked with. Zelda was probably, if that was after GoldenEye, right?
Right around, yeah, a little bit after.
That was probably the last game I really fucked with.
The Ocarina of Time, I say Ocarina. It was like a life, a
you know,
period of my
finding
life.
Out Zelda was a woman was a life-changing
experience. Yeah, that always fucks with people when they figure that out.
That was really my first time, like, I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
Women are badass.
But no, wait. You're the person you're playing with is a guy.
Oh.
You're Link.
Zelda. Oh, right.
So
you're still
being a guy, but that people always just assume you're Zelda. It's like, no, you're Link trying to save Zelda.
Okay,
It would be like if Mario was named Princess Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why did we name it after the princess? You never see her.
I clearly never beat the game.
Right. Never got to her. I mean, me and especially my brother, I mean, he was like hardcore video game nerd. Yeah. I followed suit. We were like, I'm surprised I didn't, and I wish I fucking did. I wish I kept up with video games.
See, I don't
feel
think
like
I
would
could
be rich
have.
Now.
I was never very good anyway.
No, I'm not saying I could. But I just wish I did.
Imagine that. Imagine, because I feel like all the video gamers are on Twitch are nerds.
We'd be nerds too if we stuck with the video games. That's
true.
The thing.
True. Good point.
You were saying we would be like the cool guys
on
Twitch.
Yeah,
the thing
we're
not that cool.
No.
We think we're cool. We're not that cool.
We're cooler than Twitch guys.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Ninja's cooler than me, bro.
I don't think so. He's got blue hair.
And $500,000 a month. You can have whatever the fuck kind of hair you want.
What do you
think
the people at this thing are going to be like?
I don't know. I bet you that even just assuming that everyone's like a nerd loser is a stupid stereotype.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, we're being ignorant assholes.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, this isn't my first time being an ignorant asshole.
But I'll also say this.
A tiger doesn't change its stripes. I'm going to keep being an ignorant asshole forever.
There are like normal people who like comic books and comic book movies and Marvel and all that. And then you still might not go to Comic-Con. Like, if you go to these things, you probably are the nerds. In a good way. Like, you know, you're the endearing, like, you are very passionate about this. But you can, like, it's a generalization to be like, gamers are nerds. I don't think it's a generalization to be like, people at E3 are nerds. Because if you go the extra mile to, like, join the convention, you're probably a little
too
into it.
Yeah, what do you even talk about?
The games, bro. The video games.
How far did you get? I got this far. Okay. That's the other conversation.
We'll find out.
How you beat this level.
This is the podcast we should do in front of everyone at E3, by the way. I mean, listen. I went to fucking FrancesaCon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not throwing stones.
You've always been kind of a dork.
100%. No doubt.
Fit in here.
Yeah, like, I, you know what this is? This is like, you know, what's the poem? Like, two roads and a wooded path diverge, that whole thing.
Aberfrost.
Yeah. You know, that's me. I could have easily gone this way or that way. I went this direction with it, but I could have, like, stuck with the nerdy side of things, and like I said, I wish I did. So I'll probably fit in more than you, for sure. I think I'll still be like, ooh. I just don't like people who are overly passionate about anything. just relax. Settle down.
Be moderate.
Yeah, everything in life. Just be right in the middle.
Do you think, like, Olivia Munn's going to be here? Wasn't she? She got started.
She was on G4.
G4, I was going to say Fusion.
Attack of the Show, I think it was called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where that famous hot dog, yup. Yeah. We both went right there.
She's just deep throating that dog dangling from the ceiling. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like she maybe is beyond that, but I also feel like that maybe there's that paycheck where E3 would be like, the nerds want Olivia Munn, and we have more money than God right now because of all this shit. So, like, here's like 250 grand to just, like, show up and wave. You never know. I would love to meet that guy Ninja.
Are there other famous gamers? Like, can you name any others?
I don't know any. I'm sure there are.
Isn't Rick Fox an owner of one of the teams?
Yeah, so that's the other angle too. Is like, there's like, the NBA, I think, is like partnering with an E-League to, like each team, each franchise in the NBA has like a franchise in the league.
NBA is so goddamn smart.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know if they're smart. It's that everyone else is
dumb.
So dumb.
Yeah, like, this is a no-brainer to align yourself with the fastest growing thing in the world.
Yeah. We're going to use the internet and video games.
Yeah.
NFL's like, whoa.
Hey, I don't know about that. Let's talk about the Anthem.
Those are the last games I played. I played a little Madden here and there.
I had a
buddy who was, like, nationally ranked.
Really?
And it was just, like, it's not fun playing
against
you,
bro.
Yeah,
no, it's like,
bro,
you just win. Yeah.
Like, even playing Madden, because, you know, I played football, but I never liked football, so I didn't really pay attention to it. It was just something I thought I was supposed to do.
Right.
I didn't even know, like, defensive
schemes. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when you're picking plays in Madden, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
looks good.
Yeah, you right?
Know? Punt on fourth down? Nah.
Mike Blitz on the left side.
100%. I don't even know about, like, now, that much further removed from it, I think I would be even, like, more clueless. I feel like everything else in life, you just, like, get worse at everything that you don't, like, consistently do.
I think, was it you telling me this?
What?
That gamers do have a prime?
I was not, but I fully believe that.
Someone was telling me about it, where they read an article, they had heard an interview or something like that, where it's basically, like, 17 to 28.
I could see that.
And it's a little younger than sports. But it's basically, you know, once you get...
And what is that based on, like, hand-eye?
Yeah,
like,
hand-eye, it starts to go down once
reflexes,
you hit
28. Reaction, shit like that. Yeah, I could definitely see that. I'm sure now if I pick up those sticks, I'd be like... with games that I used to be, like, fucking nasty.
Well,
at.
I did
like,
it.
I can't do it anymore.
Lou and I did it. I think I've told this story. Lou and I did it probably about 3-4 years ago. We bought Xbox One because we decided we were going out too much. And
this will keep you in.
And Xbox was going to be our methadone. And so we got Xbox. We bought Tony Hawk Pro Skater, just for the soundtrack, basically. Tony Hawk Pro Skater, NBA Jam, or NBA 2K, whatever the fucking hot one is, and Call of Duty. And we played Call of Duty the first night for 45 minutes. Every time we respawned, we got shot in the fucking face.
Died.
And we kept getting called the N-word. the N-word and the F-word. It was kept calling. I'm like, I'm tired of these children insulting me. I'm going to go back to going out and drinking. It lasted. We were gamers for 45 minutes.
Gamer guys. I never had the systems, like, later in life, but I would always, like, I'd play Call of Duty at a buddy's house. Call of Duty was fun, but again, I wasn't doing, like, the P2P or whatever. I was just, like, playing a mission and do it at your own pace, put it on fucking as easy as possible, whatever. Yeah.
I don't think, I'm so bad at gaming, I don't think I figured out how to do that.
You can't even set the game
I
up.
I couldn't get to the start screen.
What was the last game you really, like, loved and played?
Zelda.
Zelda, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like the Holy Trinity, or the, I guess, Mount Rushmore with the four of them. N64 is Mario 64 when it first dropped, Mario Kart, GoldenEye, Zelda.
I did GoldenEye. I never got into Mario.
No?
No. I did.
That, I mean, that was the first that came out, obviously, with Nintendo
Twisted 64. Metal on PlayStation 1.
That was a great one.
Twisted Metal was dope. It was always ice cream.
Twisted
Metal
was, yeah.
And Axel.
Yeah.
Axel with, like, the fucking two tires.
Yeah. Twisted Metal was a lot of fun, because those, and oh, Grand Theft Auto.
I was gonna say I did the first
GTA where you can. I think I did the, like, Liberty City one, like three or four. The first, I think, it was like the first one that wasn't just the above bird's eye view. The first one that was, like, you know, you're really in the cars,
yeah,
and shit. Any game where you can play for real, but you also can just fuck around and play. That's what's up.
That's way more fun.
Yeah, like just
having
killing people
actually,
and getting the cops to chase you. That's why I think Grand Theft Auto. I mean, I'm not a true gamer guy. I can't say for sure. But I want to say that was, like, revolutionary in the sense that, like, you could just play it and do whatever you wanted. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to, like, follow
the world
the,
to live in.
Yeah,
it was almost like a creation of The Sims.
And violence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that. Yeah, The Sims was definitely
The Sims.
Did it,
the Sims had violence, but it was dark.
It was weird.
You just had to, like, build a room around a guy and light him on fire.
And we wonder why the world's on fire. You know, like, listen, video games don't lead to all that shit, but, like, maybe they do a little bit. So, we'll be out in L.A. all week. We'll be doing...
Yeah, that's also quite a boondoggle, where they said, you'll go to L.A. for 4 days. We need you from 3 to 7 on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or 4 to 7 on Wednesday.
It's like, oh...
Okay.
We'll get there a couple days early and stay a couple days after.
We have a couple other meetings. We have a couple of...
doing some big Hollywood stuff.
A couple,
you know,
meetings. Universal.
Heard of them.
Whatever. WB.
Warner. Brothers. Yeah. What's up, dude?
But those will be just for... I don't even know how those meetings are going to go. I don't really know what's going to happen in there.
They probably won't go well. I mean, do any West Coast meetings for Barstool ever go well?
The email we're on with Nardini. Nardini says, I have the utmost faith they will represent Barstool perfectly. I'm like, you're trying to convince yourself of that.
It's like, no, you're right, but, like, quote unquote perfectly representing Barstool means, like, what? You know, like, we just went, shook some hands, kind of embarrassed ourselves. I accidentally farted during the meeting and they didn't like us. Whatever. So we'll be living that West Coast boondoggle life for a little bit.
We do the podcast. We do that out there Monday night for Tuesday.
Yeah, sure. And other than that, I'll probably be sitting in my hotel all by myself.
Master.
Don't you even try to come socialize with me.
No, I won't.
Don't. This is going to be a big time alone together the week. Like maybe we do, like, one drink at the end of the day at the hotel bar, and then, like, I'm going upstairs. Do not try to get me to do anything else. So,
just can't wait.
KFC Radio goes west.
I'll be out
at
the bars by myself.
Yeah.
Remember last time we were in LA, we met that fucking porn star from Europe?
No.
Yeah. We went to that bar we were playing pool, and there's a girl covered in bruises.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was talking about how she was a porn star in Europe,
yeah,
and it was like...
Yeah, she was like, it was dark.
Yeah,
was
girls
bad.
Who come back from Europe come back with, like,
war
darker...
War stories,
like,
yeah,
worse PTSD than people from D-Day.
Yeah.
Like, yo, the shit I saw doing porn in Germany.
My Swedish porn was being weird. Yeah, that woman was... She was special. Did you get her number that night?
I did not. That chick is way too much for me.
Oh, man. That was good stuff.
If you're covered in sex bruises, me and you are not on the same page.
Well, maybe, like, one time. All right. West Coast KFC coming at you this week.